It's Tuesday, September 21st, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today: bug bounty, sanctions on ransomware payments, and vendor security 2.0. And tech workers happy with the profession, but not with their employer. This is the Business of Tech. The Biden administration is taking new actions to make it more difficult to profit from ransomware attacks, and one of those actions is sanctions. The first are against a Russian-based crypto exchange involved in ransomware. The Treasury Department is expected to issue new guidance on the risks for facilitating ransomware payments, including fines and other penalties. There will also be new anti-money laundering rules and terror finance rules, too, designed to limit the use of cryptocurrency for payments in ransomware. It also appears both branches of Congress are working to make CISA more powerful. There's legislation to fund the agency from both chambers. Some insight into multi-party data breaches: they're 26 times more damaging than the worst single-party breach. The researchers found that financial and business support organizations dominate the top two slots in terms of ripple-generating victims and recipients of downstream loss events. HackerOne is expanding the Internet Bug Bounty program to help open source, taking over management of that program. Google, too, funding open source. It's now specified the 8 projects they're supporting through the Open Source Technology Improvement Fund. And here's one I didn't think of. Ever tried to guess your boss's password? Beyond Identity says that about 19.9% of those surveyed had, and 21.7% had tried for a coworker. On the personal side, it's 51.6% for romantic partners and 40.2% for parents. Finally, I want to direct listeners to a resource. Daniel Messler has written a piece on Vendor Security 2.0, focusing on assuming vendor compromise and how to leverage risk visibility, reduction, and communication approaches. It's an internal risk analysis approach rather than external security checks. Why do we care? If nothing else, my hope is that these discussions are causing a change in approach. I shake my fist a lot, and the point is changing your own perspective. Messler's methodology is worth a read for exactly this reason. Which leads to bug bounties. I have more to come on this. Look for a bonus episode soon. The approach laid out in Vendor Security 2.0 includes understanding of the risk of the vendor and their approach on bug bounties as part of that. Most IT service providers are managing vendors more than doing the work, particularly with the increasing cloud reliance. In an all-SaaS future state for most SMBs, the responsibility is disproportionately in this space. And so, flex those muscles now and get into fighting shape. Two data points about tech workers. First, some Seattle-based data filled with tech workers. Findings from the C.City survey show that the population of workers who once filled downtown Belltown and South Lake Union offices, bars and restaurants, and apartments are now increasingly looking to the suburbs after nearly 2 years of remote work amid the pandemic. The detailed survey of 467 tech workers between June and August also showed that while more than 50% of workers would consider moving away from Seattle, not all specifically spurred by remote work options, they're still engaged in their community. The vast majority of tech workers surveyed, a whopping 84%, say they will either be working remotely part-time, 56%, or full-time, 28%. Additionally, 53% are open to moving or have already moved. The two top reasons for moving? Housing affordability and the lure of remote work. And SolarWinds released data around tech pros for their IT Pro Day. Tech pros responding to this year's survey report a positive perception of their roles and say they look forward to what lies ahead. 48% of tech pro respondents say they're proud of what they do, another 44% love what they do, and 41% believe this year has proven they're more capable than they realized. As they look to the future, 62% of respondents say they're motivated to succeed in their roles, and 81% of the tech pro respondents agree there will be multiple opportunities to develop and enhance their careers in the next year. Why do we care? So if they quit, it's not that they hate what they do, it's that they hate doing it for you. Most employees leave because of one major factor: their boss. That's indicative of management style and why I harp so much on culture. The Seattle data is interesting as an example. I didn't cover this portion deeply, but those workers did have a lot of connections to their local community. The story here really is about building a good place to work with fair compensation that supports your team. Then there is the opportunity in helping other companies use technology to accomplish the same thing. Threats to client data constantly evolve, so your strategies must evolve too. But knowing where to get good guidance isn't always easy. Well, nowhere will you hear more helpful insights from leading cyber protection experts than at the Acronis CyberFit Summit. I'm going this year in person in Miami, and you should join me. Experts like Eric Simpson, Larry Walsh, and Acronis' Amy Luby will show you how to boost profits, reduce risk, and improve your team's productivity, as well as the latest cybersecurity strategies, technologies, and processes. In person and online, learn more about the Acronis CyberFit Summit World Tour at acronis.events. Thanks for listening, and I will talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSP Radio. Want to reach our listeners? MSPradio.com/engage.